Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 30th of November 2018, and this is the 924th Moll Out Loud podcast. At least I think it is. If you're confused, so am I. But I think I'm back on to sequential numbering again. It's raining today, and it's rather nice, and I have come out because there's supposed to be a bread van this morning at 11:30. I was told it was in this upper square, but there's absolutely nobody here. So it makes me think maybe there isn't, except that because it's raining, maybe people wait until they hear the honking van as it comes down the hill. If it indeed does come down this way, because I can see from here, if it goes to the other place, I think it might be. But if it's coming in the other direction, I won't see it. And so there may or may not be a bread van coming. I want some pain rustique, which is that really lovely crusty bread, where the bread is more holes than substance, but really, really delicious and crisp. So I'm really looking forward to that if the van comes. Apparently it's the most regular of the vans, and the other grocery van did come and on time, so I'm pretty hopeful. I can see someone else walking along the road. Maybe I have got the place wrong. Yes, maybe they were coming back with some bread. I think I'd better have a look and see whether it's somewhere else. Well, I think I might have missed it. I kept seeing people sort of wandering past with bags, sort of through the end of alleyways. There are so many different levels in this little village, and so many little stairways and alleyways, and I'd sort of see someone pass but not be able to work out where they were coming from. And I just did see somebody, and I said, you know, in very bad French, I asked whether the baker was here and where he stopped, and he said it was in the lower plus, which is where I would have expected it if I hadn't been told differently. And I was unable to work out whether he'd already left or not. I felt from the expression on the man's face that I was too late. And there is certainly, given that there were people coming backwards and forwards, I think that's probably true. I think I've missed the boat. But I know where it is for next week. And it's not as if I'm going to starve. I've got plenty of bread, but I just really love this bread. And I know I shouldn't even be eating it, so maybe someone was looking over my shoulder. Anyway, it's a little bit hard to get around quickly on these crutches, especially when it's wet and a bit slippery. So I'll just be here for a little bit longer, I think. I'm beginning to really get the hang of how to manage myself. Up and down stairs, and I've been able to pull out a drawer in the chest of drawers that is just about right for leaning my leg up whilst I'm sitting and working, and then I can put my iPad on the top of the chest of drawers and sort of sit sideways with the keyboard on my lap. Because I think an ordinary sitting position is something I don't want to maintain for too long. And I think I've gradually got the idea of how to construct my bed so that my leg is higher than my head. And organising how to get upstairs and how to get a drink upstairs, which can take a little while. It just means putting it up about within arm's reach ahead, and then climbing up after it and picking it up and putting it another five steps ahead. So almost anything can be negotiated somehow. It's really beautiful in this rain. It's so misty and atmospheric. And really I should be getting back to my desk and doing some writing rather than standing here enjoying the landscape. I'll do both. Gosh, it's nearly six now. I was just earlier just suddenly really, really exhausted. And I had a lay down and fell asleep. So it's, nearly 6 o'clock. I think it must have been about five when I lay down. It's been a quiet day today, and I think I really needed it to be quiet. I realize that it still takes quite a lot out of me to move about, and yesterday I went for quite a long walk, and I think I might have overdone it a bit. So for most of today my foot has been up. And just that excursion that I started this podcast on this morning, and the bread van had not yet arrived, so there was somebody else who came, a couple of people even, not many, a battered old van. It came at the same time as the postwoman. In another battered van. I'm not small, not at all surprised that the vans are battered. There are lots of very windy roads here, and it must happen quite a lot that there are small bumps. And I guess what's different here is that I think at home, an official van, like a post van, would probably get fixed rather than just be left to its own battered state. I quite like the way that they just are what they are. They just show their scars. It stopped raining at about 3 or 4, and I must say it looked very inviting outside. I heard the person in the next room suddenly whistle, and there was the most astonishing rainbow just outside, sort of almost too good to be true, a bit of a fairy tale, as she said. Anyway, it was lovely to sort of gasp and stretch our eyes and look at this rainbow. I've just been sketching today, not really writing very much, and certainly not working on my novel. I feel as if I need to just do what feels right at the moment and not force myself. So I'll just play it by ear, play it by hand, see what comes out of my fingers, and I'll go from there. It's because it's nearly 6 o'clock now, I feel that I can speak. It's a little bit hard if I don't go out to do the podcasts, because I really, really don't want to disturb other people. So I'm going to keep this short, and I realize suddenly that it is a week today that I fell down those steps in the old town in Bern. So it's been quite a week, really, this week. In fact, the last 10 days have been quite intense. So maybe it's not surprising that I just really needed to lie down today. I do hope that whatever you've been doing, that you've been able to engage with whatever is most important to you, that you have been able to think about it or work on it, or perhaps you don't know quite what it is and you're feeling your way towards it. I hope that works well for you, and sometimes it's really important to give ourselves a break from what we think is the most important thing. Thank you very much for listening today. Thank you so much for your comments, and I really look forward to talking to you again soon.